G'day, 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 everybody. Just wanted to go over potential results that you would get with the selected MotoWave study of all the charts I would look at. So right now, today is the 28th of September. Time is 15:09. And let me show you what I've shown before last number of days is the selected chart setups, I guess you could call it. We had a big dip earlier today. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 charts to look at based upon what it thinks are best buying opportunities. So let me go over here to MotoWave and look at each of these individually. Also, just wanted to let you know that the market's getting a little stronger after the most recent dip crash. It was fairly strong, but it looks like it's getting better. So let me just close some of these as well. While we're doing that, let me just see here. Okay, so the first one we've got here that's already here is one called Matic. So here's our 15-minute time frame. Does it look like it's strengthening? If you look at the 1 hour, it did have that rally, so this might start to move up based on that rally. I've seen that before. So this might start to strengthen at the reversal point here. So that's possible. But let me just pull up our in reversing MACD study, and let's pretend we wanted to run it. So this is now in study mode, okay? So what would happen right now is we've got this recent entry, which we missed, okay? So we could let it run for a couple of hours, or we could put a manual buy in there of either a market or a whatever else and let it run. But the timing is everything, as you know. Another one that we have here is Cardano. So again, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10 charts to go through. So as I said, I'm going to clean these up. See if we got any of these listed. I don't think so. So, all right, so I'm going to close these ones up. All right. So, let's start getting at it. First one we have is 1 inch, and one way to know if it is working is you can look at the watch list here, and some of these coins obviously don't have enough volume there. The ones that selected here, but let's still just give it a whirl. Let's see what happens. Now this coin is one coin that is not tradable in North America. So looking at that, you know, you gotta ask yourself, do you wanna even trade it based upon these type of things, or do you just let it be or trade it at all? I'd probably pass based upon looking at that. The next one is Cardano. So Cardano, okay, we know that's a fairly popular coin by market cap. Let's check out the 1 hour. And of course the data is giving me a problem. Unable to, no data available, which is not true. Okay, let me close that up. This is, I'm not sure, this is obviously a MotoWave problem. I see it quite a bit, but okay, I guess it's not loading up. Okay, I guess I have to skip that one for now, which sucks. I'm not gonna argue with that. So the next one we have is Bitcoin. So that's XBT, USD. Okay, so you can see the same pattern as with the other coin of Matic. Let's check out the 1 hour. Definitely, if the momentum comes in, you might be able to catch one of these big waves. But let me just apply that reversing MACD here. go. Okay, so we've missed out here on this prior run, but you can see here that it's crossing, so we might be able to pick up another buy entry. Okay, so we might get lucky there. Another coin that we have here is Compound. Okay, Compound. Ooh, we missed that one. Big run up there. That was in the last 12 hours. So again, let's do the reversing MACD. Apply it. And you can see here we did miss that entry here. It might have a sell. We're starting to see some weakness here in the last few hours. That's on a hourly basis here. Let's see what's going on. I'm still going to apply a MACD just to see what happens. Then we have ETC, Ethereum Classic. Now, of course, this is just practice testing. That's looking pretty good. The volume's not too bad there either. It is trending up a little bit. Again, you can check here on the 24-hour base to see if there's enough volume. Now, of course, you can always be wrong. So just apply it. So we missed here, but there might be another opportunity if the market continues to move up. Okay, Matic we've done. Sand is one we cannot trade, but I'll just take a look at it. Might be another volume issue. Well, we just missed that. So here's our 15-minute chart. That still looks like it's got some good volume. So apply that study here, the reversing MACD. Let's see what happens. So yeah, we missed that one. But we'll let it run. It might not do anything. That's okay. Next one we have is SNX. Again, I think this is another restricted coin. Depending upon where people are. look at that big 3 a.m. big move there. 9:40 to 10:60. So that's a really good 10% move that we missed. Let's see here. Create. Oh, we just got a buy opportunity. So there, we just got lucky. So we'll let that stand. Serum, another restricted coin. But let's just give this a whirl. Serum, USD. Now, usually if I open up a new chart, I can have it automatically apply and open up the strategy I want. So we'll get that set up in a little bit. Here we missed this buy opportunity. So that's okay. The next one we have is Tron. Let's see what Tron does. Now, what I do like, what I mentioned in the previous video on the best indicator studies, what I like about the reversing MACD, if there takes a trade and it senses that there's going to be a drop from what I'm seeing, it will get out of the trade. Here, let's see how this is a pretty flat coin. I don't think this will do a whole lot. Yeah, so we just got a false positive. This doesn't excite me at all, so I'm not going to take that whatsoever. Now, I could start running the process again on these, so let me just save my out file. So as you can see here, it's all done in Python. So this is what we created. So I'm just going to create maybe a temporary file or put it in my temp folder and then rerun that script and see what it comes up with. This takes about 10 minutes, so I'm going to sit here and blab. Maybe I should go on about the so-called sponsor of all this. Okay, so while this is running, a couple things. If you like what you're seeing, I got to tell you, crypto really can change your life. I did a webinar last night going on about the limitations of Python, limitations of MotoWave. So I'm just trying to find a really good workflow to get consistent profit. So what I'm showing you right now is probably as close as you can get with how I'm doing it. Here, if you like that, you want to learn more, just go to quantlabs.net/contact, get some free Trading Like a Boss PDFs. Also, we have available the private chat server as well, where I post my latest news, research. And again, for those that don't know, it's pretty simple. We have our general chat. It's not logged, so you can chat away all you want as long as you follow the simple respect rules. We have a news room. We also have a free trading signal, so you can get some samples. I don't think this is working right now, but up to a point it was. But there you go. I might do something with this new methodology or workflow. But the last round was a few days ago on the 24th. So I have no idea how long this will take to run, but let's look at our charts. So let's see, that's a 15-minute basis that I looked at. So if I go to a 5-minute, looks like we are doing pretty good with Matic. It's moving up. There's our last entry. That's pretty good. Bitcoin, we're just waiting for that cross here. You can see it kind of forming. So we might get another buy signal here where it'll take a so-called position. Again, it's all theoretical. I'm just testing it. But the price is moving up, but you do get the occasional down bar. As long as the momentum's there, we're all good. You can see that trend is continuing with that recent, and you can just see it might start to form. Well, not really, but we'll let it ride. Compound, might have missed out on that. Okay, looks like my report's done. Here, there might be a sell cross, but we definitely missed that. Here we got that one quite nicely on the sand. Serum, that might not take place, and Tron. So that, yet again, we have our new report. Let me load it up. That I just wanted to show you. So this is run over the difference between however long this video was. So here's our report again, right here at the bottom. See here now we have some new coins to choose from, because the coins have done are moving, some are not. So some of these I could probably close out. One inch again, I'm not going to look at because I just didn't have the volume. Aave, this can do really well actually. Let me just apply this thing, the study here. And you could just see, but it had a false positive there. Let me try an hour. Same thing. So leave it at the 115 and just leave that open. We also have another coin. I know we can't trade it, AXS, but this has done really, really good in the last few months. Let me just show you. Look at this. This is from $20 all the way up to $90. So this coin can do really, really, really good. So on an hourly basis here, you can see here we missed out on that big run up. There might be enough momentum to continue it. I'm supplying the study here, so you can see all these false positives. This is what I don't like. Okay, I can't get around that because you're going to pay out commission on that. But again, there is the occasional run up. The problem is trying to figure out, I could do more digging on this coin if there's been any signals. If not, I can just close it out. We also have here Dash as well. So I'm going to probably close up some charts here if they don't look good. So here we have, just apply the study here. Okay, so we just got one that we missed out on. This is for Dash. Let me check the 15-minute. That one looks like it's going to form pretty soon. It is trending up. Let me just see here on the 5 minute. Yeah, the 15 minute might be a good one to go with. So, or am I seeing things? Yeah, so dash, no. So let me go back to the hour. We got a sell signal, so we might, if that, well, I'm seeing negative momentum here. So that's not good, so I'm not even gonna look at that. Closing it up. Next one we have is, what's called? MLM. I think from what I'm seeing, the market might start to be closing up. Flat, 10 minute, 15 minute, very little volume. Well, that's AXS, so we don't want to affect that. I'm sorry. Yeah, we want MLN. So MLN, let's see here, MACD, MLN, again we have all these, what's going on here? It's not opening up what I want. Okay, study, this might get a little out of hand with all these charts, that's the problem. Because I'm not going to worry about that one for whatever reason. Okay, it looks like perp is starting to move again. Unfortunately, we won't, if you're in North America, as I said, you will not be trading a lot of these coins just due to the restriction. But most of them, most of the bigger ones, you'll have no problem. Here's perp, this one you can't trade as well. Well, there's 2 hour, 1 hour. So it's starting to trend up. Can't get access to that. Let me see if we can do the 5 minute. Same. I don't. It doesn't matter. I'm not gonna bother with this coin because I can't trade it anyways. So we have Sears Sushi. There's another restricted coin. This is the problem. Is that all the opportunities are in the coins that North Americans can't trade, which sucks. But those are the rules. As long as you decide to live in those countries. Okay, sushi's looking pretty good. Let me see the 1 hour. Looking good. That's looking good. 30 minute, 15 minute. Yeah, I'll apply the reversing MACD on it. And boom. Okay, let's see what will happen. Yeah, it looks like we got a cross here forming. And then the last one I know that's been moving quite a bit is waves. So there's been some momentum in it, so hopefully we can capture some of it still. That's a nice move there. That's a 15 minute, 1 hour. Let me just apply the study anyways. Okay, so we got, so we had a recent move up. Here we have another cross coming. Okay, so let's start looking at what we can close up. Matic. I don't know. Bitcoin. Usually what I'm looking for are these lines that are crossing. Compound looks like it's going to have one. Ethereum Classic seems pretty far off. So I'm going to close that. Usually I should just close, prioritize. So here, this one on sand, doesn't matter. I can't trade it. So just close that one. Now I am going to rerun this process again that I just did. See what kind of new things we get. It's really all about doing exactly what I'm doing. So we have a recent buy there. We would have, if theoretically we would have caught that nice bar there. Serum, that's pretty far off. Where both the moving average buy and sell lines have crossed. Let me just see what we have here for a Tron. Not very much going on there. Close that. I know Aave's been moving pretty good lately. So we might be going into a decline. I can check that in a minute. With Sushi here, that's gonna have Well, we missed the, I don't know how, that was a 15-minute hour. We missed the false positive on that last hour. 15-minute, I don't know how we missed that, but waves, that's looking like we get another probably sell cross if the market continues to drop back. Let me pull up another report I can take a look at. Okay, so right now I'm going to, okay, so I am just going to look at the market right now. So right now I can look at the current weighted average overall to see if we are dropping. It's fairly strong. We like to see here, obviously. I'm gonna bring up a spreadsheet right now. Let's see if this, I don't really talk about this one a lot, but this is the hourly moves, or what is moving right now. And voila, let me just take a look here. Yeah, everything's still moving pretty good. TZOS is supposed to be moving now. Waves is moving. SNX is moving. Cardano look like it's moving. Couldn't open the Aave's moving, so we got some good ones. Algorand we're missing out on. Rune, that's kind of it. There's some other ones as well. That's what's moving right now. Let me just check the report again. Okay. So, let me just reload that. Okay. So, here's our new, fresh report. Okay, so we're probably going to end up closing some of the charts here. So you have Cardano, Compound, Dash, Perp, Ren, Sand, and Waves. Okay, so it was exactly what I, from that spreadsheet. So Sushi will close, yeah, we'll close that. Bitcoin looks like it's not going to move at all. Actually, I might generate a sell signal. I'd like to see that happen. Matic, I don't think we need. No, Matic is no good. And Ethereum Classic we don't need. Okay, so let me look at SNX because that is not in our latest list. I'm going to keep that open. So Compound, let's see what's going on here with Compound. Not much, but we're waiting for one of two things. There's going to be a big drop coming, or it's going to continue to leg up for Compound. You can see here on that buy and sell, once we get another cross, because we just had a recent sell, so we should get another new entry if it continues. Dash was another one I like to say yes on, but this is not really doing a whole lot for me. So I am going to pass on that. Cardano, let's see here. Cardano, okay. So Cardano, let's see, I'm not loading up the data for some reason. I don't know why. Let's see if I can open it through here. Yeah, I don't know. So yeah. None of volume, but that's bizarre. But continuing along, we have PERP as a new potential. That one's struggling as well. Sand we got, and do we have Waves open? So let's see what Waves is happening. So we just had an entry there, but I don't know what's going on with Cardano. I'm going to close it up. this one's no good either. Yeah, I don't know. Perp we can't use as well. So we have these compound, SNX, Ave, and Waves. So I could keep doing the same process, rerun the script, see what's moving. It did say that Tezos was moving. Let me just check that. This has been doing really good, Tezos. No, it's in decline. So yeah, there's a lot of negative momentum in there. So that's why it's not moving. But these four coins, Atom, I think that's probably negative for today. Yeah, you can see that negative. Actually, it's a little choppy there. Let's see here. No. That's a 15-minute chart with that decline. Do not like it. Compound's looking pretty good. SNX, that looks pretty good. Ave, well, we had our false positive there. Yay. And Waves. So I think, just see what's going on in the market here with the weighted average. So our weighted current average is 1.24. Let's just refresh this. It's still the same. I guess it hasn't been updated. Yeah. There's another one I forgot to look at, was Algo. Just see how that's looking. Algo. No, 15-minute. Actually, it's looking not bad. 1 hour. Let me just see what's going on with Algo. Bum 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 bum. Okay, I'm just gonna bring up the latest report here. See if Algo is in there. Yes, Algo is in there. There was a bullish, price is climbing, no buyer sell. So this is breaking out. That is breaking out. So I could go through this, these entries here as well. Another option. Okay, so we have PERP, we've got that, Uni. That's quite, I haven't seen Uni yet. Let's just see if Uni's moving. I don't think we chose that, but I know we could trade that. It's not, well, it could be considered a breakout. Based upon that trend, I would think so. So that's looking pretty good. What else we got here? Tezos, I think we looked at, we didn't like it. What else do we have here? AXS, so that one is, I think we can only do a hourly basis on that. Big sell there, I wouldn't touch that. So we have here Algo, which we talked about. That one looked pretty good. Well, it's in a decline. Okay, yeah, forget that one. What else do we have here? MLM, SNX, we looked at. 1 inch, we haven't looked at that. I think it was lack of volume is why I didn't open it. Yeah, a very, very, very low volume. I think this thing's out of Germany. Don't know anything about the coin, but does it really matter? Dash looks like it's moving now. But let's see that. Nope. See, I can tell that the market is starting to drop overall. I'm seeing a lot of the coins starting to weaken. Sand. I think. So we would have made a little bit of money. Not a lot, considering. But as I said, the volatility is just so extreme right now. Here's that REN. Can't trade this, but this has done pretty good lately. That is one I would definitely look at. 15 megs. Well, it is declining. So maybe not. And let's see here. Matic is starting to move. You could be doing this all day, all night, to be honest. 15-minute chart. Definitely a big decline there. No thanks. Waves we already got. That's pretty strong. Yeah, that's doing not too bad, actually. Okay, so here, we have to hang on to some of these as well. Let them ride it out. Atom is another one. So right now what I'm going through is this out file, and you can see here Atom's at 11, but when you see those declines, it's like, I don't think so. What else we got here? Aave's still looking pretty strong. Yeah, so I probably close that one up. Kava's negative. SRM, we close that one up. Compound, how's Compound doing? That's looking good, but it's starting to flatten out. Really negative as well. So, probably have to do this. So a whole combination of things to basically eyeball it. Maker, sushi, we don't have sushi open. YFI, lots of, yeah, everything's starting to go negative. ETC starting to break out. Let me just see how that's been doing, which I prematurely closed. Yeah, big extreme down. Well, too bad we didn't capture that one. 1 hour. Yeah. We can keep that closed. BCH, here's a new one. Bitcoin Cash. Starting to trend a little bit. It's not bad. Wow, that's looking pretty good. I could probably apply a study to this one. Yeah, so there might be one or two things here that cross may happen if it gets pushed up. This thing right here is definitely a pump up. Like I said, I could go on and on, but I just want to give you an example of what's going on. But out of the bunch, SNX looks good. I keep that open. We got that recent buy signal, so that's what we're looking for, obviously. Wave looks far off. Algo didn't apply the study. And I could just leave it for a couple hours and come back and see how certain ones. I probably might have missed out on certain ones. That's fine. That's typical. Just said, Uni's looking good. Just apply that. I would definitely, by looking at Uni, definitely put something on that. Yeah, so we missed out on that buying opportunity. ASX, this is not enough volume in this thing. This can be more of a buy and hold when the momentum builds, but I think those days are gone. So close that. BCH, that could take off, so I'll just leave that. So as I said, I can leave these for now and come back in a couple hours. I'm sure a couple of more will open up, other ones won't, and I can keep doing this. I wish I could automate this, to be honest, because as I keep saying, with MotoWave, you have no way to close up charts or automatically open them or close them. And then, as I said, you can easily apply studies to new charts that you open up, and that can be done. But I'm going to leave it for now. I just want to give you some examples of how this would work. I might do a private Zoom session if you ever decide to join Quant Analytics. So let me just go over there. as well. So if you go to quantlabs.net/shop, this sort of thing may happen. I'm trying to figure out if I would do this twice a day. I just check up every 12 hours. So if you click on that light bulb for the monthly feature, this is what you pay to get into it. So I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do. Yeah, and just check on it every hour or every couple hours, maybe even 12 hours might be good enough. And only trade on an hourly or 15 minute or 5 minute, just depends upon the momentum of the market. But you can quickly see how the market can move up or down. All right, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.